WPQ. This is The Agenda from News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern affecting you are open for discussion. And now your host, Michael Knight.
Time for the show. Let's go. News Radio 560 KPQ, The Agenda is underway, and I ask you today to consider this, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes in a great while, the wrong person gets all the credit, and the correct person gets the collective back of the hand. How does that happen? How does this injustice stand? Well, it's easy. Not unlike the NBA's insistence on hiring and promoting negligent, poorly trained referees. Not unlike the U.S. Senate advancing the careers of blithering idiots. Not unlike the National Football League drafting and offering millions to unproven college children. Not unlike guys who put up a giant construction crane in Seattle and then watch it fall into traffic. Fear not, we're going to have an investigation. Closer to home, I bring to mind the infamous Kiwanis Club pancake breakfast. It shines in the spotlight, the lowly pancake. And it ignores the single, most loved and respected breakfast food on our home planet, namely the egg. Now, how did this kerfuffle ever survive 100 years of Apple scrutiny? We've been doing it for so long, you'd think we'd get it right, but no. What appears to be an intentional wrongdoing to glorify the pedestrian pancake while allowing the magical egg not just to be second bill, but to be purposefully overlooked and unmentioned, not only on the menu, of course there is no menu, but in the flashy corporate naming rights, nary the word egg is ever whispered. In fact, the mighty egg and the royal collection of mysterious egg men are not in the credits at all. Don't you find that alarming? We're about to put all this right this afternoon during our talk show. Join me in welcoming to our show today a man of such secrecy and stealth. There are thousands who insist he does not exist, only another urban myth associated with the wild tales told about a secret breakfast served al fresco in the wilds of Triangle Park, also known as the fountainhead of the apple blossom fable. Legend claims that an egg man in a shining apron and an imposing headpiece shouts, "More eggs!" into the early foggy valley of Wenatchee, the legendary home to the men of eggs. He is, after all, the egg man. Known during the rest of the year as Tom Irvin, the Eggman is in good standing with the Kiwanis Keepers of the Ceremonial Grill, and I greet him with the secret egg handshake and utter the incantation, Goo-goo-goo-joob. He's here today to join us and explain why the pancake is even in the title of this breakfast. Tom Irvin, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Michael. How's you been?
Once a year is all I can do with you.
Yes, it is. And you're supposed to ask me, how am I doing?
Tom, how are you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you. Okay, now that we got that out of the way. That was for you.
How many years now?
Actually, 59, and I think I've done every one of them.
Wow.
Yeah, 59. I know the Apple Blossom was done 100 this year, but we are now on our 59th annual Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast.
And can you even get a pancake at this breakfast?
You know, if it were up to me, you would not be able to. Yeah, exactly. But the pancake guys that stand in the trailer in front of me seem to have an insistence upon serving them. So
they're cooking them anyway.
Oh, yeah. No matter what, people walk right by them all day long.
Exactly. Saying, where are the eggs?
Remember when you were there last year. Remember when I was yelling at them? It makes no difference. They just keep making them.
But there's a quiet sort of meditative quality to making a pancake, whereas the way you guys make eggs, it's not meditative.
No,
it's just
it's
the
not
opposite.
At all.
It's a madhouse.
Yeah, it's almost a brutal force, isn't it, the way we go about it? Yeah. Yeah, it's the pancake guys are very solemn, and they turn their pancakes, and they flip them, and they bubble, and whatever. You know, with eggs, it's totally different. We're pouring, we're chopping, we're yelling, we're screaming. It's a notification type thing.
And there's that Quonset, that little cement blockhouse there where people disappear and they come back with stuff, more eggs.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how they come out of there? You know, Michael, and we put those chickens in there very early in the morning.
And tell them to get to work.
Get to work. You have a lot of eggs to produce here because there's a lot of people that want eggs. So,
by the way, I'm going to forget this if we don't mention it now. Where do the eggs actually come from?
Actually, they come from our food supplier, and that's probably as much as I'm going to say.
That's all we're going to say about that. Exactly. Because they can be obtained for a different price elsewhere around town.
I don't believe so. I don't think so either.
Which brings me to this,
and I'm glad you brought it up. Speaking of the pancakes, which I hate to do, but we're going to anyway, this year, our pancakes are going to be of much better quality. No, they really are. We've got Denny's backing us now. Denny's up here just north of where you are.
The Denny's. Yeah, I gotcha.
And so we have a whole new way of making pancake batter. It's going to be as we would say in the business, excellent and
professional.
Yeah, very professional, and they should be of much, much better quality. Not that they've been bad in the past, but we're Face to Denny is going to be able to achieve even greatness.
My deal with pancakes is there has to be enough syrup for me to get them all down.
We have tons of syrup.
Okay, Michael, then we're going to be okay.
We got tons of syrup. We got tons of butter. We got tons of strawberry topping. I mean, what else could you want?
Whipped cream?
Whipped cream also, absolutely, yes.
Now we're fine.
Well done.
Now we're fine. Well, tell me about tell me about the schedule. You probably don't have to get there much before 10 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah, no, I show up, about a quarter after 10, you know, and we're done by 11. So, no, actually, we have people arrive on site about 4:30 in the morning.
Mm.
We got to get those grills cranked up and ready to go.
Now, that's my world, 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. That's not mine normally, I can tell you that. So get the grills all ready, get everything in position and stuff like that. We actually start making breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning.
And there are people there to eat it.
Yeah, you know, we started at 6, though it says 6:30 on the tickets. The reason we do 6 is because a lot of the security people, Apple Blossom people, that kind of thing, they come through very early.
And they're hungry.
Sheriff's Department, and they're very hungry. So they come through early, so we actually are cooking breakfast by 6 o'clock in the morning. So.
Now, let's go back 59 years in your memory.
Okay, go back.
As best you can.
I will.
How did you get into this? How did you get wrangled into being not just yourself and not just a servant of the public on a day like this, but, in fact, the Eggman?
Me personally?
Well, you personally, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, we didn't add eggs to the breakfast until about, good gosh, let's go back in memory, 10, 12 years ago? It was at one time just a pancake breakfast. I mean,
well,
that was it.
This is an outrage.
Absolutely. And as we were studying the breakfast, trying to figure out, you know, how to attract more people, more things to do, obviously eggs were brought up. And we went about figuring out how we could do that, got a separate grill for them, and then added them to the breakfast. And it's been a hell of an enhancement.
Remember last year, Brian Flonis came to your rescue. The fire went out, and he knew, he was the only guy
yeah,
that you could
you
grab.
Know, we were just talking about the weather, and it looks like it's going to be just about perfect. But the biggest thing that we have, if wind comes up,
we're in trouble.
We are, because it blows our grills out. And so it caused quite the havoc, actually. But looks like the weather's going to be perfect.
I hope so.
It should be good.
We got the wind out of the way this last
So the eggs were added to the breakfast to enhance it, and it was the big hit immediately. And I keep trying to push my trailer in front of the pancake trailer, but they won't let me. And so, and of course, you know, we serve those eggs with ham if you want, too. So,
oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. They're so good.
So there are the your brother Kiwanis members who get to cook pancakes, but the eggs seem to be yours.
Yeah, the egg is kind of a specific type job. I tell the club often that not very many people can do what we do. So I've got a couple of people that have been well-trained in the art of egg mastery. And, it's kind of our own little world. But like you say, it's chaos, so it takes a special person to be able to do the eggs.
It's all very quiet until you guys start yelling, and which is right away.
With our spatulas and everything like that. Yeah, I've always told them that we're there not only to cook food for people, but to entertain.
Oh, too. God, most certainly.
Yeah, I mean, this is quite the event. I mean, a lot of people don't even see each other, except for the day of the breakfast and the parade.
It's
so
true.
It's quite the visiting spot. Yeah. So if we're going to be there, let's entertain. Know what I mean?
The funny thing is, there's probably mothers saying, don't talk to that man. Just get your eggs.
I see that all the time.
Get your eggs and sit down.
Yeah, they grab them by the scruff, you know what I mean, as they go by and they hold them off.
I want to talk to him.
Yeah. And they, you're absolutely. When you're standing there with the hat on that I have and we're doing what we're doing, they kind of circle around us.
If you can't see Tom from a distance, look for the Dr. Seuss hat.
Yeah, exactly. And, it's got eggs on it and says Eggman, and you'll see us.
Each year, did you slip further and further into this new identity of Eggman?
Yeah, it's gotten bad. Mike.
I mean, you ever have dreams about that? I dreamt last night I was the Eggman.
Exactly. No, yeah, you're absolutely right. And as we've talked in before, you know, I love eggs, but I don't want to see an egg, touch an egg, be anywhere near an egg until the next year this comes.
One day a year. You're the Eggman.
It's more than enough.
And the funny thing is, I hope you're there when they run out of eggs, because it's just a temporary function.
Do what?
When you run low, let's say, on eggs, and you scream for more eggs.
Yes, we do.
They bring out jugs of them.
Pitchers.
Ready
Pitchers
to go.
Full of
eggs. They've all been mixed and ready to go, and he sloshes them on the grill, and with great aplomb, he hatches them into edible bits.
You know what is amazing? The fact that we were able to do that, process them, cook them, and get them ready to go, and how good they really are.
They really are tasty.
I mean, they... Seriously, they're good. They really are. So it's an amazing process. It really is.
How many did we feed last year? There was quite a crowd.
We're probably right around 2,700. And I got a feeling, with the weather being the way it is, this being the 100th year of Apple Blossom.
Got to roll right past 3,000.
It is going to be very, very busy. To let you know already, I sent an invitation out to all the bands that are coming. Mm-hmm. I had the biggest band response this year that I've ever had.
These are the marching bands.
Marching bands, yeah. They come, and we offer them a special deal to bring their kids and feed them, which is basically cheaper than even what they could do at McDonald's by the time. And plus they're getting, you know, full breakfast, pancakes, eggs, juice.
And whipped cream, all the food groups.
Yeah, exactly. Everything across the board. So, like, this has been the biggest response early for bands that I've ever had.
And
so
they're coming
we're
going to
have a lot
wide,
of bands there.
I mean, how many marching bands are there? 12?
I got the list. Oh, no, there's like 23 or 24.
Holy moly.
Oh, yeah. We won't get them all at the breakfast, but we're getting a good share. So, which brings us to the best time to show up for the breakfast.
Ooh, I know. Tell them, Tom.
Get there early.
Yeah.
If you arrive about 8:30, 9 o'clock, that's when the bands come. And what we do is we try to process them first because those kids got to get in line. They got to go play. So you could be in line a long time. So try to get there as early as you possibly can.
Because one band is like 50 or 60 people or more.
Oh, yeah.
Off a bus.
We have one group, the band out of South Kitsap, which is the largest band that comes over.
I was there last year when they showed up.
Yeah, there are 125 people plus chaperones. Wow. And those kids can eat. And I mean, they can really eat.
Because they didn't have breakfast knowing the breakfast was on the house.
No,
so
they're over sleeping in the gym in the high school. So they're ready to rock. So, yeah.
Where does the money go? You guys raise a lot of money. The Kiwanis are famous for their money-raising efforts.
Yeah, we do. We, the whole motto of Kiwanis is serve the children. So all our money goes to children's organizations throughout the valley, Children's Home Society, the YMCA, the YWCA, stuff like that. That's where all our money goes to. We used to spend quite a bit of money on Meadow Park, but as you know, that's being transitioned in by the land trust people. So now all our money's going out to youth organizations.
But you did spend a lot of money there. That park has really been transformed.
Yeah, it really has, and they're going to spend a lot more money on it, which is a whole other subject. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if someone was saying, you know, the guy sounds like he's having a lot of fun doing eggs. It's a big parade day anyway. It's a festive day for the town. Maybe I should be a Kiwanis. What's that like?
Yes, they should. You know, we're a service organization amongst many in the valley. There's the Rotary, there's the Lions, and there's Kiwanis. Obviously, we're the best. On the basis of just the pancake breakfast alone. But, service organization and, the joining is a simple process. And basically, we do projects throughout the year to raise money, and then we distribute the money to children's organizations. So if you're out there and you're thinking about joining a service group, we meet every Tuesday at noon. We meet at the Eagles. You can come as a guest. We'll feed you, look around, see what we do.
Eggs? Going to feed them eggs?
We try to stay away from eggs at the meeting.
We've had enough of the eggs, Tom. Can we please just have burgers?
Exactly, yeah. Let's eat normal food. Could we please? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I like that. Did people just drop by and say, I think this is for me?
Yeah, they can sit on, and basically, you know, we can see, we have a program every Tuesday, you know, we have somebody from the community come and speaks to us. It's a myriad of different things, and they can sit and we can talk to them about different things that we do, the different fundraisers and projects that we do. I mean, besides fundraisers, we do a lot of projects in this community too. So if it fits for them, then it's perfect, you know.
Now, let's go back to your job as the Eggman.
Yes, let's do that.
You're a good cook, and you cook with great aplomb. There's a lot of activity in the swirling of the knives.
Yeah, I think it's more the noise and the action than it is being a good cook.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. When did you come out of your shell and become the Eggman? Because he is an outstanding but upfront person.
Yeah,
from,
you know what?
From it was 50 yards away.
Yeah, it was the first year. You know, when we brought the eggs on, and I decided that was kind of going to be my project because I'm kind of the one that said, well, let's add this. So, and I had another good Kiwanian, Jim Kellogg, who is my right-hand man. He's another egg person. He's actually the walrus, if you've seen him.
He was right next to you for
the
whole
thing.
He's
a big boy.
Yeah.
Not,
okay.
You know, I don't mean obese. He's just a big boy.
Just a big fellow.
Yeah. So, we decided to take on this, and we decided that if we're going to do this, we're going to do it with quite the
a little bit of show.
Yes, we did. So we like the Raz, the pancake guys all the time.
Well, of course.
Yeah. So
and they've got no comebacks at all. They just look at their pancakes.
They just stand and look at us like there's something wrong with us. So, and then one of the things that we did too, starting back a few years ago, to really build the excitement is that whenever royalty come through,
oh dear,
then we really get loud. We start clanging, and you know, so that people pay attention to them and stuff like that. So it became kind of an act, and it's just gotten bigger and better over the years.
I do like it.
Yeah, I enjoy the heck out of it, but there's a lot of people.
And it's a reasonable price. How much is the breakfast this year?
The breakfast is $6 pre. If you buy them at the Apple Blossom office, that's probably the best place to buy them now,
right,
because we're getting late into the week, you know, this session. And they're $7 at the gate.
That's not bad.
No, not at all. For all-you-can-eat breakfast.
You mean you can go back?
You can go back and back and back and back.
Yeah, I don't remember that part. I guess I got so full on the first load.
Yeah, you probably
overdid it on the first load. You guys made me a big plate.
Yeah, you absolutely. It's all you can eat. I mean, that's one of the things we emphasize is the fact that it is all you can eat. And like I said, with the band members, those kids, they take that seriously.
To them, that's not a promise.
No,
it's a challenge.
No, it's just that this is the way it will be, you know?
That's the voice of Tom Irvin. He's the Eggman. The Kiwanis Club will explain it to you if you want a further explanation from someone who's within their mind. But we're not, so you're just going to have to listen to this version until further notice. We'll be back right after these words.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
At 12:32 in the afternoon, it's Michael Knight here in our palatial studios where we hold forth each and every day, 12:15 to 1 o'clock. It's called The Agenda. Well, this is what a palace looks like, Tom. I'm sorry, Eggman.
Let's be in character here, okay?
Day after tomorrow, we'll call you. Well, no, after the end of the week, we can call
not
you.
Not until Sunday.
Mr. Urban.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That'll be fine. But until then, he's the Eggman.
Absolutely.
A couple of things that we need to get straight.
Yes.
Tell me about Cascade Auto Center and what they're doing.
Yeah. Each year, Cascade Auto Center donates the $750 gas giveaway.
Wow.
Which we added to this because we had some people say, you know, we can't come to the breakfast, whatever. So we thought, well, let's give them a prize just in case. So even if you don't show, you buy a ticket, you're entered into the giveaway. Like I told you when we were off air, there's probably a little over 3,000 tickets that are out there. So your odds are very good of winning it. So what happens is somebody ends up winning $750 gasoline card of their choice. They can go to Costco, Safeway, whichever works for them.
And it's based on the, you fill out the back of your ticket.
Yeah, there's a, you know, your ticket stub, obviously, which you present to us at the gate. But in the little stub there, there's an area in which you can write your name and your phone number. You put that in. About a week later, after we've got everything in, all the tickets, all the money, that kind of thing, then we have a drawing. And we contact that person, and then we actually invite them to the club, thinking that maybe they'll join Kiwanis.
Because they have
Because we just gave them $750.
Right, they're going to be cash heavy.
Exactly. You know, they use a little bit of that for membership, and so we give that away. So it's a nice little tie-in that we've done with this.
How long has Cascade been doing this?
6-7 years now.
That's a lot of gas.
Yeah, we started at 500, and then they upon themselves, increased it to 750.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, no, it's very nice.
That's a lot of gas.
And yes, it is.
And that's, the more I think about it, that's a wonderful prize.
You know what? We tried to figure out what would be best. And of course, when we actually started the gasoline prices, of course, they've gone up again.
Sure.
They're very high at that point. And we thought, you know, what a great present for someone if they could win $750 of gasoline.
But every time you fill up, you say, hey, I remember this is on them.
Yeah.
I want another one.
Wouldn't that be nice, huh?
Cafe Mela, I should say, is involved because what good is breakfast without coffee, right?
You know what? There's another thing that we've enhanced this breakfast with. About 3 years ago, I contacted them because if you've ever been to Cafe Mela,
the
coffee is wonderful. So I contacted them, and they were on board immediately. I mean, it was just, of course, we'll do it. It's quite the process. They brew their coffee actually downtown, and they haul it up there.
I've seen their little trucks.
Yeah, I've seen them going back and forth.
Yep.
I think the first year we kind of caught them off guard as to how much coffee we serve. they're kind of used to it now.
We've got coffee for up to 20 people.
Yeah, exactly. It was one of those deals. He said, well, how many do you serve? And I said, well, coffee drinkers, probably 2,000. And he looked at me and rolled his eyes, you know, like whatever, yeah. And you got to remember, each one of those people come back for a couple cups.
Of course
so
they
the
do.
First year they brewed what they thought would handle it. They ran out within like an hour.
Wow.
They had to keep going downtown and brewing more. Worked out fine. I mean, they were able to handle it, but now they are prepped and ready to go.
It's an invasion.
And this year, my understanding is, talking to Sam, is they're actually going to have baristas on site.
Really?
Yeah, I'm meeting with him tomorrow afternoon to finalize everything. So I'll actually have some people there.
You mean
so.
You can get a latte?
You know what? We're going to discover that tomorrow. Okay. See what's
that's
going on.
A lot of work.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. I'm not sure we have the time for that kind of thing, but so they've been a heck of an enhancement to our breakfast because we used to, I mean, not that our coffee wasn't good, but we just did regular, I don't know what, Folgers, you know, just brewed it.
Something that was almost good to the last
drop. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, per se.
Well, then many thanks to Cascade Auto Center
yes.
and also to Cafe Mela for, for coming through when we need them so mm-hmm. much.
And to Denny's, obviously, because of the fact we're doing the enhanced pancakes this year.
And they know something about breakfast, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I don't know if you, I'm sure you have. Have you ever been to this Denny's?
You know, I haven't been to this one, but I've been to many a Denny.
I'm going
to
tell you what. Brian Predmore is the general manager down there, and he works with us on this breakfast. And so I go in there to visit with him quite often. That Denny's down there is so busy. It is unbelievable.
It's a city within a city.
It is. It's incredible, the amount of breakfasts they serve down there. It just it's mind-boggling.
Do they have eggs like yours? Probably.
Oh, no.
I can't imagine.
No.
Can't imagine you that.
Come on, Michael. You got to understand the finesse of which we make these eggs. I think it's the beating and the slopping and the yelling and the screaming.
Yelling has a lot to do with it.
It just enhances those eggs. It makes them so much better. I mean, what can you do to a pancake? You pour the batter.
And you wait.
You cook it. And it gets bubbles, then you flip it. And then it gets no bubbles, and then you're done.
And it never says a word.
Yeah, how exciting is that?
No.
None whatsoever.
Not for me.
Did the Beatles ever write a song about pancakes?
No, they did
not. I don't think they did.
They never even mentioned pancakes.
No, not once. Did they possibly write a song about the Eggman?
I think they did.
Yeah, I think they did.
Gugachu.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm worried about is if you've ever approached the fire and you're not familiar with the way they serve their food, you'll find... let's say 30 very polite men with Kiwanis badges on looking down at their pancakes and flipping. Mm-hmm. And then if you just keep looking, you'll find just two guys who seem to be out of their mind. They're being motivated by something unearthly.
Think about that transition. So you're standing in line, you're coming down, and you go both down the sides of both of our huge pancake trailer. I mean, it's huge. We've got, what, 9 grills on that thing total to be able to handle it. You funnel down each side. They're calm. These guys are great guys. They're nice. They politely talk to you and whatever. And then there's this chaos, you know, like 10 feet away. Just pure madness.
It's quite something. And by the way, if you don't approach it if you don't want eggs, because the eggs are going to be coming to your plate.
Oh, absolutely.
Please be prepared for incoming eggs.
And we actually are insulted by people that say they don't want eggs.
You what?
You should see Jim Kellogg. When they say they don't want eggs, it's like there's no acceptance for that.
Then you may go no further.
Exactly. It's like, why are you at our breakfast? We just don't understand.
God, I wish it was tomorrow. I'd get up early and be there.
You know, it's a ton of work.
Yeah, I imagine so.
It's a sun up to sundown type thing. You know, not only do we have to get there early, we've got to do all the cooking, serve everybody. Then there's the breakdown and the cleanup afterwards. So it's a long day.
I wouldn't want that part.
No, yeah. You know, it's funny you say that because not many people want that part. It is funny how we're probably 50 strong.
Well, I got to go.
And then the breakfast is over and all of a sudden it's like 15 strong. I mean, it's just, and they just disappear.
You got to get out the fire hoses to get those
things
clean.
They just disappear. They're gone. So, yeah, it's basically the same crew every year cleaning up. But we get it done, and we have helps with the city of Wenatchee and Parks Department and that kind of stuff, so it works out pretty well.
How do you get all the batter, the eggs, the coffee, and everything up there in time? I mean, so you need an 18-wheeler.
Interesting, you know, on Thursday we go up there and we clean everything up. And then Friday is when we bring everything in. That's including supplies. So we'll set up our trailers, get everything ready to go Friday. All the food will be hauled up inside of that mysterious building that you're talking about.
Right.
There's a lot of refrigerators and coolers in there. So all that stuff comes in and it's put in refrigerators and coolers, which are all pre-turned on, obviously. And so everything's stored inside that building.
Do you have some eggs during the day, or do you just find that you can't eat them after making
some eggs? Actually, I will early in the morning. Usually when I make the first batch, I'll have some, and then that's probably pretty much
that's all.
because you wear it. Yeah, you know, it's an interesting process, but it's a lot of fun, and I enjoy the heck out of it.
Not by wearing it, you mean when you go home, you've got egg all over you.
Oh. That's, you ever taken a shower when you stood in front of an egg trailer for 4 hours? Yeah, it's interesting.
What's all this stuff going down the
exactly.
drain? It appears to be egg.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Tom Urban is our guest. He's the Eggman 1 day a year. Well, maybe up to 10 days a year, but he performs only 1 day a year. And that's going to be this weekend at the Pancake Breakfast. Don't miss it. By the way, where can we get our tickets again?
You may buy your tickets at the Apple Blossom office, or as you mentioned, you can buy them online. You go in, they have an app there. You just hit the button and they print out a ticket and there
you're
you go.
You're done.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after these words.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
1243-1243. My very special guest is Tom Urban. He's the Eggman with his buddies at the Kiwanis Club. They serve probably 3,000 breakfasts each and every Apple Blossom Festival. And this year, there'll probably be more than that because you have more bands coming.
Yeah, we have more bands coming. And I believe because of the 100th year, all the people that Darcy has invited to town and all the past royalty, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's right, the past royalty.
Yes, sir. I got a feeling we're going to be very, very busy Saturday morning.
Now, you just imagine what it's like to cook this one time, but imagine 3,000 breakfasts for 59 years in a row. Now we're talking about some huge numbers.
Yeah,
of
that's massive.
People serve.
And if you think everybody coming through is getting 3 to 4 pancakes and then they may return again, you know, you multiply that times 3,000 times 59, that's a lot of pancakes. And it's probably in the bazillions, don't you think?
I think it's exactly one bazillion.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's one bazillion.
One of the aspects of this parade is a lot of people just view the parade from their sitting place. They have their chairs set up, and that's how they do the parade. They don't get up and go to the Triangle Park and watch it all being put together. And that's something to be seen in itself. So while all these people are working on behalf of the parade, including the bands and all the people who are servers and all the just normal citizens who want to come and have breakfast, there's a city up there putting the parade together, and they're eating too. So this thing gets started before dawn's early light.
Yeah, it really does, because you're right. I mean, to put together a parade of this magnitude, I mean, we're one of the largest in the state by far. It's a lot of work up there with all the people that are doing it. And, well, you've had Darcy, and you understand the amount of work that goes in. This is a year-long project.
Takes all year just to get it right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's just no other way to put it together. So, like you said, it's like a little community up there. It really is. All the workers with the floats and the bands and, you know, the horses coming in and all different things that go in the parade. I don't know how many entries they have. I'm sure it's well over 100. But so that's a community up there. Like I say, the great thing about the breakfast is – It's a greeting site. It really is. I can't tell you
because
how many people just see each other
for the first time
that year, each year at the breakfast. It's just something, you know.
That's fun to witness.
So, yeah, it really is.
Plus, I ended up at a table last year with a bunch of guys that I didn't know, but we were all buddies by the time it was over because it was just so much fun.
Isn't that great?
Plus, I sat where I could keep an eye on you, and you were...
So I didn't start flinging eggs at people?
No, you were flinging eggs. I just didn't want to miss you flinging eggs.
Yeah, it's really interesting because you know how it is with the free seating and stuff like that. Like you said, you'll end up sitting next to people. And, you know, it's early in the morning. You're eating breakfast. So
sit down and eat.
Gift a gab,
Or people, else your eggs will get cold, and that's not allowed.
No.
Don't let them
eat
get cold.
Eat your eggs, when they are warm.
Because it's going to be sunny and warm days. So we're not going to worry about the rest of that.
Yes, it is. It's going to be. I looked at the weather this morning, Michael, and I depend on you. It's going to be good.
It's going to be 70 degrees.
Yes, sir.
The Eggman is his name. His name is really Miss Tom Urban. Do you have a real job, Tom? Do you live somewhere near Wenatchee? Do you just come in once a year, like a carnival?
I'm like a carnival kind of guy.
Let me know when he comes over the pass. Who?
Eggman.
Let me know when he's here.
I come in once a year to do eggs. Yeah, that's my whole thing in life. No, actually, I live in East Wenatchee, and I am been part of this community since I left Washington State University in 1973. So
you still talk about the day you left?
Oh yeah. So, yeah.
Someone drove me to the city limits. I never did.
Dropped me off, and I've been here ever since. And then, you know, somewhere along the line, 25, 26 years ago, I got involved with Kiwanis and then started working on this breakfast. And over the years, we've just built it up. I mean, when I first started, we probably served maybe 1,000 people and made a few $1,000. And now
it's a city.
It's major now.
Thought of something that you said, that you lived in East Wenatchee. It reminded me that you're the first guy home after the cleanup. While the rest of us are waiting for the parade to start, you're in bed sawing logs.
I usually go home and mow my yard. But, you know, to get around, obviously I have to go completely north out to Odabash and around because you can't get around.
You can't get anywhere.
Yeah, no, you know how it is. So
you're the only guy going the wrong way. Everybody else is coming in.
I'm going that opposite way, and everybody's coming the other direction. But it works out well. So, Yeah, I mean, we get there very, very early, and I usually get home by 1 o'clock thereabouts. By the time we get everything cleaned
smelling
up,
smelling somewhat of eggs.
It's very much of eggs.
Take your clothes off outside, Tom.
Yeah, it's one of the first things I do is we go to the shower because it's not.
Do you make eggs at home, by the way?
Oh,
did
God,
you ever
no.
get in the kitchen?
God, no, Michael.
And say, you know what? I just have this strange feeling that I might be able to make an egg.
No, that's not going to happen. Not happening.
Toast, maybe?
Toast, yes, absolutely.
I told you he was a star. He can make toast if he wants to.
You betcha. I'm such a cook. Yeah, no eggs at home, I can tell
have
you that
ever,
right now.
Have there ever been any incidents that you want to forget about that happened during the pancake preparation or the egg cooking? Or has it been just flawless?
You know what? We really haven't had any issues. A few times, like you said, we'll have a grill go out, which causes a little bit of havoc, but not a lot. And that's just because usually the wind comes up and blows them out. But we have guys that are excellent at keeping those things lit. So, you know, no, we really haven't had any issues per se, other than the craziness that goes on. Like I said, when we first started doing that, the pancake guys weren't quite sure that.
What are we dealing with? I think, matter of fact,
they were talking about maybe we should not have eggs at this breakfast.
Because the eggs seem to be very loud compared to the pancakes.
They're very precocious, these eggs. They have issues.
If you don't go to the pancake breakfast to witness this in person, you're just cheating yourself out of a good laugh. That's all I'm saying. And a fine breakfast and money going to the right place. So I'll see you the morning of the parade. Come early. If you want to eat and don't want to wait in line, be there around 7.
That's correct.
If you want to see all the bands from the back, be there around 8.
Exactly. Yeah. About 8:30, 9 o'clock. If you want to see all the bands from the back side of them, and show up early. That's this year especially, I think. You should.
Tom Irvin, the Eggman, thanks for coming in today. And please say hello to the Walrus when you see him.
He's looking forward. He wants to know why he can't come down here. So
he knows why.
I know. Yeah. I tell him.
Goo 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 choo.
Exactly.
Tom.
Same to you, bud. Take care.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.